Okay, hi everybody. We have Rob and Kelsic here from RDX, and they are super successful and super busy and awesome, and they have taken the time out of their day to enlighten us with their expertise. And how are you guys today?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Awesome.
Yeah, we're great.
That's great. Thanks so much for being here and for calling in.
No problem.
We're excited.
Okay, so let's get started. So in a nutshell, what would a total stranger want to know regarding what type of company RDX is?
So RDX is really an IT managed services organization. So we don't necessarily resell hardware or software. We're completely vendor agnostic in our support services. So really, our organization supports a variety of technologies from the operating system layer all the way through the application layer, as well as being able to provide infrastructure hosted managed services around certain applications like SAP, EBS, and also getting into a lot of level one, level two type NOC support.
And I say, like, IT is driving innovation for so many of today's businesses. So what RDX does is we give you the expertise in terms of talent, as well as the strategic direction to really take your company to the next level.
Okay, awesome. And how long has RDX been around?
So we've been around since 1994, and we've been performing these IT managed services since about 2002.
Very cool. And so word on the street is that you specialize in remote DBA. If you were to write a page on remote DBA for dummies, how would you describe it and why is it important?
So I can really kind of dumb this down for you. We all have these nice little things within our phone or these little tags that we keep on our keys that gather all the information of all the different places that we go shopping. Okay. Mm-hmm. What RDX does is, from a database administration standpoint, are all those companies, they collect that data. They want to do certain things with that data, so they want to make that data intelligent. So folks like ourselves who are the consumers, they can go off of buying habits. They can basically look at the volume. They can look at what is being sold, how often it's being sold, the quantities it's being sold in. And we as an organization manage the software that houses that data, which is called a database. So we make sure that the database is performing well. We make sure that the database is available. We make sure that the database is recoverable. But we also, in the database management side, make that data intelligent. So we do a lot around reports, integration services that allow our clients to basically make business decisions off of the intelligence of the data.
Very cool. That sounds incredibly valuable. So since your start, you have grown tremendously as a company. What's the number one tip you would give to other ambitious business folks looking to achieve the same amount of success?
You know, the biggest thing is find your identity and have a very consistent message. And as long as you have passion for that and you can align the talent to support it, you'll be successful. There's two things in life that make people successful or businesses successful, and that's passion and talent, no matter whether you're selling a paperclip or if you're selling database management services.
I love that. We preach that to our own followers and audience as well. I think that's so valuable as well. What are a few things that you do personally to achieve personal success that you can share with our ambitious business owners and entrepreneurs and professionals alike?
Make sure Kelsic comes to work with me every day.
I was going to say, from my standpoint, I'm always learning on the job. I think if you become complacent in thinking you do one particular part of your job very well, then you're not going to grow in life. And so I'm always learning. I'm going to, you know, reputable websites. I'm training myself on new technologies that are relevant. I'm always keeping up with trends in marketing and in the market and new go-to-market strategies. And then really having, you know, teaching myself these things and always learning, because, you know, if you're relying on having to take training courses or someone telling you what to do or how to do it, you know, you're not going to go as far as if you're really a self-starter and self-learner. So I'd say just always keep learning, you know, and find those resources that are relevant to your position and where you want to go next. And, you know, always try to bring something better to the table. I know with Rob, you know, we may be doing something okay, but I'm like, hey, why don't we try it this way? You know, don't be afraid to speak up and suggest changes that'll be better for the business and for your own career.
Awesome. So be teachable. That's a really good point. So speaking of success, what do you guys consider to be a successful person as a whole? Not just career-wise, what are some other things that you guys consider successful that you strive to work towards every day?
It's attitude. You know, I mean, attitude is the biggest thing, right? So You know, in sports, there's a saying that you can't teach speed and size. In a business environment, you can't teach attitude, right? So, and you have to make sure that the culture fits. You can teach people skills. You can teach people, you know, relevancy to what you're, you know, selling or what you're presenting as an organization. But something that comes natural is very much attitude. So that's, you know, one of the biggest drivers there.
And I'd say that for me, you know, I think there's always that skill and talent portion, but someone who's willing to go the extra mile, which also goes along with attitude. But, you know, you ask for one thing and he or she comes back and gives you not just what you asked for, but something else on top of that adds extra value that wasn't expected, you know, but is appreciated and actually helps you do your job better. So I think going that extra mile, the attitude, and, you know, fine tuning that talent is going to, you know, bring you success.
That's awesome. I agree with all of that. Is there anything else that you would want the general public to know about RDX before we get off the call?
No, not really. I mean, you know, from a, you know, from a IT managed services organization, I mean, you know, from an RDX side, I mean, there's a couple of facts out there. I mean, you know, we're the largest provider of these database management services in the U.S. You know, we're a global organization and we're always trying to strive to help our clients achieve, you know, the maximum return on investment with their technology. So it's a great culture. It's a great workplace. And, you know, there's some fantastic people that, you know, we're associated with on a regular basis.
Very cool. And so where can our listeners and readers find you if they are interested in finding out more about your services?
Yeah, www.rdx.com obviously is a great resource. From there, if they were to do, you know, RDX database management services, they'll find a variety of blogs. They'll find a variety of, you know, YouTube things. You know, they'll have press releases because we are owned by a very large private equity firm. So they'll see the successful transactions that we've made over the last 3 or 4 years, along with some of the acquisitions that we've made and that we will continue to make. So really, you know, the web is definitely by far the best.
Awesome. And you have a really good one as well. All right. Well, thanks so much for the call again and for joining us. And we'll be sharing this with our thousands of email contacts, our followers. And we just are really looking forward to sharing your expertise with our clients and friends.
Sounds great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.